Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a program that focuses on arts, artists, arts organizations, and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I am your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and today's guest is David Holmes from For the Love of the Arts. Hello, David.
How's it going, John?
Good. So you're a photographer. What is it about the medium of photography that appeals to you?
Well, the beautiful thing about photography is you get to use light to tell stories about people throughout their lives, whether it's personal, professional, or even like a community basis. You get to use something that we all see, that we all feel, and that we all know about, but use it as a tool, just like ink, pen and ink, to tell a story about how people go through life.
And so you're the resident photographer at For the Love of the Arts. Could you tell us a bit about that organization and what you do there?
Yeah, so For the Love of the Arts is the organization in Northwest Indiana. And what we do is we serve our community with arts-based programming to people, you know, especially youth, who may not have access to it. And we've also worked in other correctional facilities and teaching things like videography, journaling, to help people exercise their creative muscles.
And you've been running kids' summer camps this summer, but what sort of programs will you have available in the fall that listeners could examine and perhaps sign up for? Or get involved with?
Yes. So what's really awesome is that we recently partnered with Flourish Church, and they have a community hub. And what's really great is they have like a podcast studio. And one thing that we're really looking to launch is to have like a fundamentals of production. So things like, you know, how to speak on camera, how to operate a video, how to take, you know, and how to like engage in a professional setting under like a camera, because you know, once it's lights, camera, action, there's a certain way we have to do it. So if we can get like kids and our youth to do that as early as possible and understanding content creation, it will set them up for a very prosperous future and to really help with communication.
Now, is there a website that listeners can go to?
Yes, it's artsforlove.org. And if you look up For the Love of the Arts on Google, you'll definitely be able to find it.
And how did you first become involved with For the Love of the Arts?
Well, what's interesting is the executive director, Sade Castillo, her and I, we actually went to grade school together. So, it's been quite a few years back, but I got started back with them back in 2016, and that's when I was teaching like a videography class. And then back in the end of 2022, we were awarded a grant from Arts Midwest to help relaunch the program. And what's really interesting is we were doing this and really serving our youth from people who have special needs, you know, kids challenging areas, but also it helped spin off another program we have called Shine Recovery Cafe, which is helping people, you know, recover from substance abuse, you know, like drugs and alcohol, and not just that, but also grief. These past few years, we've all experienced a level of pandemic and multiple issues, and that's kind of what brings us together, is that we all have, you know, we're all in recovery from something, but let's help each other.
And there's a terrific documentary on YouTube about the organization, and I see that you were the photographer for that project.
Yes, I was. They recorded while I was photographing the class, yes.
And so, as I said, you are for photography yourself. Do you do private commissions?
Yes, and so what I, you know, and it was beautiful about For the Love of Arts, helped shift who I want to focus on. And, you know, I'm looking for leaders, whether you're in government, government, business, or, you know, community-based nonprofits to really help, you know, showcase the people you serve. And not to give them a voice, but to let them have their voice and to amplify their voice and to really help, you know, them and their communities to help them move forward. Because we've seen a lot of shifts going forward. So I offer portraits, you know, whether it's like your CEO, a high-level executive, but also the people they serve. Sometimes, you know, people going through things that tend to look the other way, but those are the same people that could be our mother, our father, our friends, our sisters, you know, our children, or even a relative. And we better understand each other when we can relate with the people who are going through their struggles and their walk towards a healthy.
And I like the name of your professional website. Would you like to broadcast that to everybody?
Oh, yes. It is Apertrue Photography. And the beautiful thing about it is that aperture is, you know, it's the point of the camera that lets light into the lens. And the reason why I call it a true is because it's all, the opening is also an invitation. So, like, let's look at people not as how they want to be, but not, I'm sorry, not just as how they want to be, but also how they really are in real time to really have the authenticity.
Well, I thought the name certainly was expressive of your, or is expressive of your goals and your vision as an artist, apertrue.com. So thank you, David Holmes, for the Love of the Arts, for joining me today. And thank you all for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. I will be back next week to highlight even more people, places, and events that celebrate the arts across Northwest Indiana.